我们今天所要证道的讲题是良心的法则，良心的法则第二段。我们上个星期看到一个人的良心，如果责备他的心责备他，因为他做错了那是多难受的。 We saw last week the anguish of a guilty conscience, how unbearable is that anguish of a consciencethat is pricking the heart for the wrong that is done that has not been righted. 创世纪第42章第22节这里说到流便他这样说，我岂不是对你们说过不可伤害那孩子，那就是约瑟，只是你们不肯听，所以流他的血的罪向我们追讨他们怎么认识到现在神在指责他们呢？他们的良心发现神的话语给我们这个启示，说在创世纪第九章第五到六节，流你们的血害你们的命，无论是兽是人，我必负他的罪，就是像个人的兄弟也是如此，凡流人的血，他的血必被人所流，因为神造人是照自己的形象造的。 Genesis verse chapter 9 verse 5-6 says, and surely your blood of your lives will I require thee, at the hand of every beast will I require it, at the hand of men, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of men. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. 这里神就通过他的话语给我们一个启示，就是我们说杀人偿命一个人如果流了别人的血我们说神在天上看得到神会追问神会追问。所以这里在创世纪第九章第六节就说为什么神会追问因为神造人是照自己的形象造的，就是人有神的形象，所以人是宝贵的我们都是很宝贵的每一个人都是神所造的，所以每一个人都跟着神的，都有神的形象，所以我们有这个良心因为我们是神造的跟着神的形象造的所以这里说到如果我们害人这个是不好的事不要害人因为害人会害己。 Here we saw God's warning to the murderer that the murderer will be dealt with blood for blood, and we are to take heed. And here the reason is given in Genesis 9 verse 6 why we mustn't shed blood, because man is made in the image of God. We are precious in the sight of God, and therefore God regards highly the human life. And any man who regards the human life lightly by taking another life, God will deal with such a man. So Genesis 5 9 verse 5 says, at the hand of every man's brother shall I require the life of men. 我们可以看到约瑟的哥哥们他们的良心发现所以他们就说了这番话在创世纪第42章第22节我们听见流便说的话我不是跟你们说了不可害那孩子你们不肯听，所以流他的血的罪向我们追讨流他的血的罪向我们追讨Genesis 42 verse 22 says, and in 42 verse 22, and it says, and Reuben says, speak I not unto you, saying, do not sin against a child, and you would not hear, therefore behold, also his blood is required. 他们来埃及地寻粮是一个很艰难的一个旅程，要过沙漠那性命也是就是这个很危险的一条路，所以他们走这条路这走了几遍所以他们在这路程中也有想象到也有想到自己的就是自己的亲兄弟他们怎么把他卖进了埃及使到他受害所以他们每逢他们就是下埃及的这段路就神就通过这个这艰难的就是艰难的旅程，还有这个饥荒的事情，使到他们回想到他们所做错的一样事。那他们也想约瑟可能死了，所以他们的心不好过他们的良心责备他们那在耶稣的主导文我们刚念的主导文这里在马太福音第六章第十二节马太福音第六章第十二节讲述到我们要求主免我们的债如同我们免了人的债那这主导文的中央这最重要的一点就是这一节了为什么呢这十二节因为我们可以看到第十四和第十五节也同样的讲这一点就是说你们第创世纪第 六章第十四到十五节，这里说到，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你的过犯。啊，这里就讲到我们为什么要天天祈祷啊，就是主要为什么要教我们在这主导文要饶恕别人因为我们才能够自己得到饶恕神先饶恕我们，我们才能够得到赦免。所以这里就教导我们呢就是要饶恕别人那罪还没有被饶恕如果你这个心里就是一直不要放下对一个人的恨你的自己的心里就没有平安这里的心里没有平安那这个心就是一直在想这一件事Here in Matthew 6 verse 14 to 15 is taught to us how we need to forgive the trespasses of others as our Heavenly Father has forgiven us. If we forgive not men their trespasses, neither will our Father in heaven forgive our trespasses. And it seemed that this is the emphasis in the Lord's Prayer. For right in the middle of the Lord's Prayer, in Matthew 6 verse 12, it says, Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So this was an emphasis, and it's added again right at the end of the Lord's Prayer. Why? Because a guilty conscience, you would find sins not forgiven brings torment to the conscience. And the guilt, the consequences of our actions will continue to haunt us when we know that it was a wrong done. And therefore, we say how important it is that we find forgiveness in God. Right, how can we do so? We come to the Lord Jesus Christ and seek His forgiveness for our sins. 我们怎么样有一个就是有一个心不会责备我们的心呢就是要饶恕别人就是要饶恕别人人对我们的过犯神说我们要就是要懂得怎么样饶恕不可就是害别人不可害别人那这里就看到约瑟的哥哥们他们的心里很不好过因为他们没有饶恕就是害了他们的弟弟加拉太书第六章第七节说不可自欺神是轻慢不得的人种的是什么收的也是什么就是你种的就是坏行为你收的就是审判你种的就是好的神就会有给你就是有奖赏那这里 神要我们认识到要做对的事对的事，那些虚假的事出埃及记第二十三章第七节说到虚假的事我们不要要远离远离So Galatians 6 verse 7 says that whatsoever a man soweth, that he also reap. And therefore, it is told to us that we are to keep far from a false matter. And the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. In other words, God will come after us if we do wickedly. And here the Lord tells us helps us to see the relationship between Him and the sinner is one of enmity 神要我们认识到我们跟神的关系我们还没有得救的时候我们跟神的关系是一个对敌的关系因为我们就是没有得还没有得到他的救恩的时候我们跟他的关系是对敌的。罗马书第五章第十节这里说到罗马书第五章第十节这里说到因为我们做仇敌的时候且接着神的儿子的死得与神和好既与和好就更要因他的生得救了这里就说到我们是还没有被拯救的时候是跟着神做仇敌不过我们怎么样跟神和好呢就是通过神的儿子的死耶稣的死得与神和好就是我们的罪我们自己无法偿还我们的罪我们无法偿还我们的心里的亏欠我们自己不能做好因为我们是罪人唯一我们来到神的儿子耶稣基督面前求他的怜悯接受神的儿子的死我们得与神和好 The relationship between God and the sinner is one of enmity God hates sin and will deal with us after our sins And God is also holy and righteous His justice must be satisfied by the punishment of every violation of His law And the penalty for our sin is eternal damnation Mankind in his fallen state is in a very sorry state 我们知道我们就是犯错犯罪是很惨的我们要做好不能够做好为什么呢因为我们没有靠神的儿子耶稣基督的死来拯救我们只有耶稣的死他流的血才能够洗净我们的罪使到我们跟神和好 The Bible tells us that God does not justify the ungodly Romans 4 verse 5 says And to him that worketh not but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly His faith is counted for righteousness. Romans 4 verse 5. 罗马书第四章第五节说，唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。就是说我们不能做什么东西来救我们自己啊，我们不能说啊，我今天啊，我要做十个好事啊，我做了这十个好事啊，我的良心就好过，我能够救自己啊。神的话语说不是这回事啊，你做100个好事、1000个好事，拯救不了自己，因为我们是罪人呢 我们要做好啊。我们的好事啊，都是败坏的，都是败坏的。所以只有通过啊，主耶稣基督神的儿子，才能够得到这个义啊。只信称罪人为义的神啊，他的信就算为义。So how can God grant forgiveness to men without compromising His justice? The answer is that God Himself made His Son Jesus Christ to pay for our sins. And God does justify sinners and forgive sinners. And this is done through His Son. Romans 3 verse 25 to 26 says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Because we have been fully forgiven by Christ, and He has given us now this ability to do good, to share the good news to others, so that others may find good also. So we see here the story of Joseph. How the brothers, God caught up with the brothers, and now the brothers have a guilty conscience when they went down to Egypt to find food for themselves. Why a guilty conscience? Because they slay their brother. And 我们可以看到约瑟的他的他的哥哥们都被良心责备，良心责备因为他们就是做错了做错了那神责备他们责备他们的心那这里我们也看到神怎么样责备他们，使到他们能够悔改，使到他们能够悔改。那why does God cause the brothers of Joseph to have a guilty conscience in all the things that they have done, going down to Egypt, making that difficult trip through the desert many times? It was to arouse their conscience so that they realize that they are guilty, they are sinners before God. It is only at that time that they are willing to come to God to ask for forgiveness of sins, and that is where God will save the brothers. That is where God will work a good work in their hearts to cause them to have a right attitude towards their brother. Later on, you would see that God would cause them, instead of hating the youngest brother, which is Joseph's blood brother, Benjamin, they would all be willing to, in a way, die for him. That is a picture of the salvation grace of that came, that God brought to the hearts of Joseph's brothers. God uses all the intrigue, the famine, in order to work in the hearts of the brothers. So you see, it's so interesting that God does such a big thing to work in the invisible heart of a few men, in order that God may use them. God may use them for His purpose, for the salvation of the souls of the whole world. 神要使用雅各的儿子，因为神要使到雅各的家人呢、成为以色列国，就是神的见证啊，神的见证啊，神要通过以色列国啊，就是把他的救恩通过以色列国耶稣基督的诞生来救这世界。所以神要就是要动工使到这些兄弟的心被指责，使到他们能够悔改，使到他们能够悔改。You see here that God caused a famine, caused them to go down all the way to Egypt. What was the purpose? So as to save them. God wanted to save them and made that family, the Israel, the progenitor of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will be the Savior of the whole world. But God has to first change them. And how does God change them? Well, God changed them by giving them, showing them where they have done wrong, and so that they may repent and come back to Him. 我们今天就讲到这里。